from interesting daily thoughts. Keep your life narrow enough to live 12 May. A life can become too wide. Too many commitments, too many ambitions, too many people to answer, too many versions of yourself trying to exist at once. From the outside, this can look like growth. You are involved, available, informed, ambitious. You are saying yes to more. You are keeping your options open, but expansion has a cost. The more directions your life stretches in, the less fully you can inhabit any one of them. Attention thins. Standards become harder to maintain. What once felt like opportunity begins to feel like pressure. You still have movement, but less presence. You still have plans, but less peace. This is one of the quieter traps of modern life. We are encouraged to add before we are taught to subtract. Add another goal, another platform, another project, another relationship, another obligation. The assumption is that more will create richness. Sometimes it does, but often it creates a life so crowded that you no longer have enough of yourself left to live it properly. The people who seem most grounded are not usually doing everything. They have made peace with limitation. They have chosen a smaller set of things and given themselves more completely to them. This can look unimpressive at first because restraint rarely announces itself, but over time it creates depth. A narrow life is not a small life. It is a deliberate one. It means knowing what deserves your attention and what only flatters your restlessness. It means declining things that are good but not aligned. It means allowing some doors to remain closed so the ones you have chosen can actually lead somewhere. There is discipline in this, because the ego dislikes narrowness. It wants to be capable of everything, invited everywhere, prepared for every possible future. But a life built around every possible future becomes difficult to live in the present. To narrow your life is to recover weight. Your work becomes clearer. Your relationships become more honest. Your days become less scattered. You stop mistaking fullness for meaning and begin to notice what actually sustains you. The question is not how much you can fit in. The question is how much you can carry without losing the quality of your attention. Today, look at one area of your life that feels unnecessarily crowded. Remove one commitment, input, or expectation that does not deserve the space it occupies. Let your life become narrow enough to be lived well. Depth requires refusal. Until tomorrow, George, from Interesting Daily Thoughts.